Está es Miss Melis, la Serena de Latina, y estás escuchando Tales from the Tub. This week, instead of fiction, I'm sharing some of the holiday traditions and experiences I'm having while visiting my mother in La Paz, Baja California Sur, Mexico. In this episode, I want to tell you about huevos y tocino, eggs and bacon. While La Paz and my mother's suburb, El Centenario, do have grocery stores, mini-marts, and corner stores, just as you find in the States, the locals and most of the expats who are mindful about where their food comes from buy as much as they can from local vendors. In El Centenario, that means that if you want chicken or eggs, you call Alex. Alex also services the pools for a lot of the people in my mother's neighborhood, but that's just because he works really hard. At his house, across the highway from Mom's neighborhood, he raises chickens. So if you want chickens or eggs, you call him and ask if he'll be around and tell him what time you're going to be in his area. And then you tell him how many chickens or eggs you want. And when you show up at his house, it has white gates, he has harvested the chickens, killed, plucked, and cleaned them, and cut them into parts if you don't want them whole, or eggs, also clean, and you pay him. It was 100 pesos for a dozen eggs, which is about $5.50, which is not really far off from what we pay at home for farm fresh organic eggs. So in this case, the prices are about the same. But again, these are the freshest eggs you can possibly have. And food here just tastes more flavorful. The yolks are brighter yellow. They taste like cream sauce. Anyway, when you've finished your eggs, you return the egg crates to Alex and he reuses them. Everything here is all about sustainability. Getting bacon or smoked pork chops, ham, or chorizo is a similar process. You drive to the bacon guy's house. In our case, we had to stop on the way for some goats to cross the street, herded by a little brown dog. It was adorable. It tried to herd us at one point. Anyway, you drive to the bacon guy's house, and I forgot to ask his first name, but everyone just calls him the bacon guy. His commercial truck was parked in his driveway, so that made it really easy to find the place. When we went, his wife was in the window of their laundry room, and she gestured us toward the back of the house where the bacon guy came out in his butcher apron and asked what we wanted, how much, and how you'd like it cut. We asked for a kilo of bacon, sliced thin, and he brought us chunks of freshly smoked ham to taste while we waited. He put on fresh gloves and went to slice and package our order. Now, the ham was amazing. Juicy, hot, a little salty, a little sweet, just as it should be. I considered asking for some, but we already had an overflowing fridge, and none of us really eat that much ham. Anyway, it only took him a few minutes, and then he gave us our precious package of meat candy. He also brought us paper napkins to clean our hands. The cost for a kilo of bacon was about 120 Mexican pesos, or a bit over $6 US. Truthfully, it's a little hard to see slabs of raw meat hanging there, some cured, some waiting to be, but I believe that if you're going to eat meat, you should be familiar with how it's processed, just as you should be mindful of where it comes from. Our huevos and tocino purchases allowed us to get the freshest ingredients while also supporting local small businesses, and that makes me really happy. Then again, so does bacon. Felices fiestas! The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is recorded and produced using the Auphonic iPhone app and or Audacity. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. This means that you can share it with your friends or repost it as long as you credit me and link to my site. For show notes, including detailed credits and contact information, visit bathtubmermaid.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Melys, that's spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, and Facebook at facebook.com/MissMelys, again spelled with the Y-S-S-E ending. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.